Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Touring Theater of North Carolina is proud to announce the second production in its Kinfolk series. It's a collection of sometimes humorous, always profound stories about families drawn from some of the finest in Southern literature. April's adaptation of Lee Smith's Tongues of Fire is a story of teenage dislocation and bewilderment when a middle-class family's circumstances spin out of control. Tongues of Fire is rich in detail, comic yet dark, and filled with wonderful references to music. It opens April 11th and will run through the 14th at 8 with the Sunday matinee on the 15th at 2 o'clock in the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage, 232 South Elm Street in Greensboro. In the meantime, here's an encore presentation of my interview with touring theater founder and producing artistic director Brenda P. Schlaunis from October 2010. Touring Theater of North Carolina, now in its 29th year, will perform Old Fred Speaks of Family, inspired by Fred's poetry and prose. The Touring Theater of North Carolina has been doing outstanding, award-winning work for nearly three decades throughout the Triad and around the country. Last year, Touring Theater of North Carolina producing artistic director Brenda Schlaunis was recognized for her many consistently excellent artistic contributions to this community by being named the winner of the O. Henry Award. She recently spoke with me from WFDD's Greensboro studio. What strikes you about Fred Chappell's poetry and prose off the top of the head?
It's elegance. And the interesting thing was happening to me when I was doing the research. I was using both poetry and prose, and I had been reading the poetry, and I switched to prose. And it's so poetic that it was coming across to me as poetry, you know, in my head as I was thinking about it, as I was working with it. And his use of language is so wonderful. It's rich.
Yeah, even critics always cite the fact that he's really a writer's writer. He's a craftsman, and his use of the language is so artful. They also speak of his versatility, and I'm wondering how you were able to capture that. I mean, we're talking about poetry, novels, essay collections, short stories. How were you able to capture that in one piece? And I want to talk about
in 25 minutes is what I had fortunately read a lot of his work, so a lot of it was a matter of reviewing, but I hadn't read the new book of short stories and a couple of his latest books of poetry. So I kind of combed through everything, and I knew that I wanted to have a piece that fit together that wasn't just this, 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 and this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was looking for some kind of a through line, and what I finally decided to do after I don't know how many false starts was that I concentrated on his writings about family, and particularly those in the four books of poetry that make up MidQuest and the four novels that I think are referred to by scholars as the Kirkman Quartet. I decided to focus on that, and then in reading them carefully, I had a wonderful thing that I discovered, and that is that the same stories are told over and over in the poetry or in the prose, but often by different storytellers.
Hmm.
So that was fascinating to me. In 25 minutes, I really couldn't make that clear, but it was something that I learned. So what I decided to do then, I chose three poems, and I then held them together with bits and pieces of prose that I lifted delicately, maybe, out of the four books of prose. So it's essentially three poems framed by my own, I guess I would call it a pastiche of the prose writing, but they're all about the family. Then what gave me my key to my stylistic form, you know, I always have to find sort of a stylistic frame when I'm creating a piece.
Sure, and I'm interested in that sort of thing. I'm kind of a process guy.
Well, I came across this piece of prose, and it sort of fit everything into place for me. The boy, I think this is very autobiographical. I don't know to what extent, but I'm certain that this is based on members of Fred's family, partly because he says that Jess Kirkman writes under the pseudonym of Fred Chappell and teaches at UNC Greensboro. But the boy says at one point in one of the volumes of prose, "I had a hunger to listen almost as urgent as my hunger to read books. I had begun to feel that time past contained secret messages meant for me. In midnight dark, I would lie in bed and imagine I heard whispers from time past. It wasn't the dead people speaking. This voice was a murmur, but muffled, the syllables flowing together like drops of rain joining in streams on a window pane." And what that quote did for me is it sort of crystallized what this was all about. And what this is all about, the poetry and the prose, is oral tradition, is storytelling. It's about a family who told stories over and over by different tellers, but the same story. And that's what I decided to concentrate on in creating this piece.
That was an encore presentation of my interview with Touring Theater of North Carolina founder and producing artistic director Brenda P. Schlaunis. It originally aired in October of 2010. Today, TTNC is proud to announce the second production in its Kinfolk series. It's a collection of sometimes humorous, always profound stories about families drawn from some of the finest in Southern literature. Brenda's adaptation of Lee Smith's Tongues of Fire is a story of teenage dislocation and bewilderment when a middle-class family's circumstances spin out of control. It opens April 11th, and it'll run through the 14th at 8, with a Sunday matinee on the 15th at 2 in the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage, 232 South Elm Street in Greensboro. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.